This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A cattle dog and her family has taken Australia by storm. Bluey, an animated series on ABC Kids, has become the most watched show in ABC iView history with over 21 million views. And it's not hard to see why, because as a parent, I love watching Bluey just as much as my toddler does. And we're thrilled this morning to have the show's creator on the line, Joe Brum. Good morning.
G'day, Sam. How you going?
So good. So excited to talk to you about all things Bluey. First of all, Joe, you've created an absolute phenomenon. I just mentioned the stats. But let's go back to the beginning. Where did Bluey come from?
Bluey came from my desire just to make a show that could appeal to adults and toddlers, at the same time, and something that you could share and watch together. So it really was a bit of a challenge to try to do that. It took a lot of thought on how we could sort of, you know, cross that divide. And we thought, look, you know, dogs, I love dogs. Blue, they're very Australian dogs, the blue heelers and red heelers, and they're very colourful. And it kind of just grew from that little seed.
What I love about this show is that it just captures so much of what it means to be an Australian kid so well. There's the games, you know, running across shadows across a field. There's just the moments in the background where you see jacaranda flowers falling. How important is it to you to have a show like this in a setting like Australia?
It's just the natural thing to do, I suppose. I mean, I wanted to make a show that felt, that just sort of matched my experience, and both for Australians but also for an international audience, just to get a little window into life out here. So to me, what was important was really getting it right, you know. So if we were going to show Queensland and Australia in general, then I wanted all those little jacaranda leaves, and I wanted, all these lovely little sort of aspects of nature, and I wanted to do them justice. And we had a really good email from someone who grew up in Brisbane and moved, and that little jacaranda leaf, she said, suddenly awakened all this longing to move back to Brisbane in her, which I thought was quite sweet.
It's beautiful. Have you been surprised by the success and the popularity of the show?
Yeah, the extent of it, I have. I worked in this industry enough to know that we'd done enough things right with the show so that it was going to work for kids. But I really didn't sort of envisage this level of engagement from the parents and from older kids, like kids out of our demographic. You know, we sort of aimed at 4 to 6 year olds, but you know, we're hearing stories of the 7 and 8, 9, 10, and even some 15-year-old siblings sitting and watching the show too. So that really did take me a bit by surprise. But like I said, we started out to make a co-viewing show, but it was a big unknown as to whether that would work.
There's been a lot written about Bluey's dad, Bandit, and the fact that he's so present and he's engaged, he's playful. And I, too, am a dad of two girls. And so when I watch Bandit play around with the kids and have a good old time, I can't help but want to be a better father in response. Is there an intention in you creating this world where there's a present dad in wanting to encourage dads to be better fathers and more present?
No, not at all. to be honest, no. It was just, I mean, look, he's an ideal, you know, and we, in a lot of ways, and we only show, I only show the bits that are funny and interesting to show. We don't show him all the other boring bits of, you know, when he's at work or when he's yelling at the kids, all that stuff. We just show the good bits. So he's an ideal, and it's, you know, he plays with his kids, and so they're the bits we show. And if that is, it genuinely is a surprise to me, but it has been the most satisfying thing to hear comments like you just said, that it's that little kick play with the kids more, because there was plenty of little moments and books and things that I read along the way of when I had my kids and they're really young that prodded me to do the same. And it feels like, okay, well, now I've done something that's prodding other people, and it's like passing it forward. But no, there was the only intention for this show really was to to make kids laugh and something to appeal to parents as well. And I guess when you start writing it, all this stuff comes out and takes a life of its own on.
That's so awesome. You've ticked both those boxes, definitely. My co-host Duncan, who can't be here today, he's got an eight-year-old daughter who's into Bluey as well, and she described the episode The Pool as a, quote, masterpiece. how do you assail to such heights of writing again and again? I mean, I would call Takeaway a masterpiece. How do you do it?
Well, I don't know. This is the first thing I've written. It's the first long-form thing I've written in script form. I've done short films and some little tiny things, but this is my first crack at writing it, so yeah. I'm still pretty critical of a lot of aspects of my writing and structure, which is good. It means I'm always trying to improve that. So I'll be the last person to call any of my things a masterpiece. The script's a masterpiece. I think they end up, it's like a little snowball. You started off with the script, and then all the departments of our studio get it, and they just keep adding and adding and adding. And then at the end, you get this big musical score that gets added, and you get, hopefully you do get something that an eight-year-old will call a masterpiece. So this is my first writing job, so I'm just happy that it is even adequate, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Where do you come up with all the ideas for the games that that Bluey and her dad play and Bingo as well?
Well, I was thinking about this. It's just when, you know what it's like when you've got the kids, in the mornings or the arvies or the weekends, or, you're playing with them for hours on end. Mm. And so you've got to fill it in with something, and you'll just reach around and there'll be a kid's xylophone, and you go, all right, well, when I ding this, you're going to freeze. And then actually the interesting part is how the games then evolve, because you'll if something is fun for a kid in that little game, then they'll want to play that again, or they'll want to play it for the next 2 hours, and then the next day they want to play it. And so you'll end up playing that one game for, upwards of days or weeks. But what happens then is it evolves, You drop out the bits of the game that were a bit boring for the kids, and you they add in new bits, and you end up, after a few weeks, you've kind of honed this game that works for the kids' sense of fun and surprise and excitement and dominance and all this. And then you get these games, and they kind of that was been the most interesting thing, that when I then show those games in an episode, the kids really resonate with it, because it's, for whatever reason, it's got all the things in it that you've just sort of winnowed out all the little bits that don't work for the kid, and you've left it with something that's exciting. And some of the best comments have been, my kids will watch an episode of Doctor, and then they'll run off and they'll set up their own shop or hospital or whatever and play for hours. And I firmly believe that that's really good for kids, and they learn a lot from that. So that's unbelievable if that's the effect it's having on kids.
It's just so good for the imagination, and really good for giving me ideas of games to play as well with my daughters.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm an animator. I've spent my life, coming up with things. And before that, I used to play a lot of role-playing games when we were younger. So, it is my job to come up with ideas. But, I think everyone can do it. And it's just, the kids, it just comes from playing with my kids. Short answer to that one.
Mm. What episode of Bluey would you say, whether it's one that's aired or one that's coming in this new batch, are you most proud of?
There's one called Bumpy, which is, I'm really proud of the writing. I think it deals with something that a lot of parents, it deals with having a sick kid, like a properly sick kid. Which I've had that experience. And I feel like it's an adaptation of an old story, and I'm really proud of that, but it's done in a Bluey way, and I'm hoping it really works. It's the only story that ever helped my wife and I get through those times, and I'm hoping that this sort of retelling can help some of the other people going through that experience. So, yeah, it, look, it's to me, it's sort of one of the one I'm most proud of at the moment. You know, it's an amazing thing to be able to finish 7 minutes of animation. I'm proud of every app and every person who played a role in it.
Yeah, yeah. And there is a brand new batch of Bluey starting today on ABC Kids, which I know that I and so many other parents and kids as well are very excited about. What are some of the adventures we can see Bluey and her friends up to through these episodes?
Well, Indy has a premature baby.
Oh.
There's an Indy that comes home at one point. Rusty and Indy argue over parental roles. Bluey meets a friend camping who has to leave and has her heart broken, and there's all sorts going on.
Right.
If I think about it. Hopefully, a couple more days, I think, then it's on. So hopefully, there's sort of a little bit different to the first season, mm-hmm. but hopefully it still works for everyone.
And what's next for Bluey? Is it going to roll out internationally around the world? Are you going to work on a new series? Are you writing for one? Because it's just so popular, it's taken off, and I'm sure we want to see it on TV for years to come.
Yeah, so I've started writing the next 52, and we'll work on that, and we'll release them in 2020, mm-hmm. mid-2020, I think. And then we're in the process of figuring out the international sort of rollout, so we're kind of talking to someone there, and that should be able to be announced in a month or so, and then we'll see how it goes internationally, maybe towards the end of the year, and that's when the merchandise will start. So it's a little bit of a slow process, but we want to get it right. Mm. We want to make sure, it's very important to me that any books or shirts or anything that has Bluey's name on it has the same sort of ethos and embodies the show. We put a lot of work in the show, so we need to have a good merchandising stream to pay for the show.
Mm.
But I still want to make sure it's done well. So that's we got a lot of good people working on that at the moment. Give it another few months.
Joe, I'm so excited for you and the team at Ludo, and just the incredible creation you have in Bluey. And if you want to catch new episodes of Bluey, you can catch it every day, 8 a.m. and 7:20 on ABC Kids. Thanks so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast, Joe.
No worries, Sam. Good talk to you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.